USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege that the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. On Friday, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. affirmed and narrowed the gag order placed on former President Donald Trump in his D.C. election interference case. The ruling restricts him from making disparaging remarks, specifically about potential witnesses and prosecutors involved in the case. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel in an effort to address humanitarian concerns. A major crossing from Israel into Gaza is slated to reopen, facilitating the transportation of essential supplies such as water, food, and medicine via trucks. The Biden administration urging Congress for swift approval of an aid package encompassing fiscal support for both Ukraine and Israel. However, Republicans adamantly oppose passing the measure unless Democrats concede to border policy adjustments aimed at tackling the influx of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
The Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden needs to wake up and do something about a broken border.
Negotiations seem to have resumed following a heated floor vote on Wednesday. New legislation, the Fans First Act, introduced by a bipartisan group of senators, aims to address flaws in the current live event ticketing system. This move by Congress seeks to protect consumers from fake or overpriced tickets and hold bad actors accountable. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A significant winter storm is expected to hit the eastern half of the U.S. this weekend. Meteorologists predict its formation beginning Friday, gaining substantial strength on Saturday. The storm is poised to bring severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, strong winds, and potential snowfall spanning from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to a straightforward transaction.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it's considered part of the job. However, she emphasizes that tip is appropriate at restaurants where servers heavily rely on tips as a significant portion of their salary. The trailer for the upcoming video game Grand Theft Auto 6 has set a new record, surpassing 93 million views within the first 24 hours of its release on the Rockstar Games YouTube channel. This achievement marks the highest debut for a non-music video, officially released on Monday by Rockstar following an earlier leak on X. The trailer reveals the game's return to the well-known Vice City, featuring the franchise's first-ever female main character. GTA 6 is scheduled for release in the year 2025. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.